here at the Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. at the USDA headquarters. I'm speaking with Doug Giles with Universal Textile Technologies, and he was featured in a video that was just debuted here at this event called Red, White, and Bio-Based. Doug, why don't you start by telling me what Universal Textile Technologies is and what you do?
Well, we are a backing provider to the carpet and synthetic turf industry, and our connection to this amazing group and video ties into the chemistry that we use in our process. We adopted bio-based chemistry using soy formulation with the help of the U.S. Soybean Uses Committee in 1998, so we were an early pioneer in this, and as a result, we've had an amazing relationship with Cinlon, AstroTurf, and other synthetic turf manufacturers and carpet manufacturers throughout the world, and it's in 100% of the products we manufacture today. Automatically, it's not an option.
Well, this replaces petroleum in these products. Why did you, so long ago, decide that that was a way to replace petroleum? Why did you see soy as a good option to do that?
It's a great question. When I pulled into the gas pumps and was just being beat to death with high prices and watching them go up every week, as I watched the American economy suffer and while we help foreign economies, the American farmer with the 600,000 American farmers out there, we wanted to help our economy. We wanted to do the right thing for the environment. And we were able to determine that the quality was as good or better than the petrol-based products. It was a lower cost, which enabled us to keep our prices down for our customer base while we helped those who had an interest in the environment and those that did not care. Both got to participate without having a negative impact.
How much growth have you seen in this product and this use of backings for both the turf grass and the carpet sectors in the last, couple of decades?
Well, it's dramatically increased as we became smarter and the manufacturers of the polyols became better at understanding our needs. We were able to increase our levels, and the great stable supply today in the United States really helps our situation because there are so much soybean options and futures are realistic. So it's a good thing, and there's more and more soybeans being planted every day, which helps control the price to our customers.
What do you expect as far as growth in the future?
We're on track to continue to see it grow, and we're aggressively looking for other industries to jump into to utilize this technology. We're not just restricted to carpet or synthetic turf. If it's widgets or whatever it may be, or blinds, if we can get in that business, soy will be a major part of that.
How does an event like this and being involved with this help you?
One of the biggest obstacles we face is the education of purchasers. With the federal government being the largest purchaser of carpets and turfs and other components in the world, we need more and more access to those people to educate it. Upper management understands it, but the message getting down to the people making the daily decisions is always an obstacle.
Well, Doug, that's all the questions I have. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank the USB for all the support they give us, and certainly the USDA for here today hosting this event.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug, for being a part of the Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue here in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.